insignificant information as we welcome Myles Garrett on from Fox 5. Good morning, buddy!
Morning!
Good morning. I thought you guys were shouting me out with Alpharetta this morning, but maybe not, but I'll take it.
No, it's all right. And we have to publicly thank him. So thank Myles, because he got up a little earlier than planned.
Okay.
Because, you know, we lost an hour of the show, so he thought he was doing the 9 o'clock hour, and he'd been doing it with Frickie, so, and Joe. So I want to thank him for getting up and joining us this morning.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, man. So where you want to start? You want to start with these Bulldogs? And listen, they did what they're supposed to do yesterday, right?
Yeah, I don't think there were any surprises yesterday. I'll give them that. So, yeah, good win overall for the Dogs, Tennessee Tech, 48-3. I don't think there was any really bad things you could take away from it other than, you know, it's kind of what you expect. Carson Beck almost breaks the touchdown record in a single day. We finally get a look at Trevor Etienne. So I think all in all, it's a pretty solid day for the Dogs.
Great day. And I think they broke in the new press box yesterday.
They did. Yeah. They did. Unfortunately, I was not able to actually go in it because I was on the field filming. So for those up there, I'm sure it was a very pleasant view.
Yeah, I got to go over and check it out. New upgrade at the press box. And my goodness, a shout out to Claude Felton, who's remembered with that press box. So outstanding. The time he spent in there and Coach McGill, great tribute to them with that being put together.
So what do we do? What do we talk about when it comes to this Georgia team? Is this like Golden State Warriors from a few years ago, where you just, you know, you tip it off at the beginning of the season and you know these guys are going to be hoisting a trophy at the end? What do we discuss? Where do we focus with this Georgia Bulldogs team right now?
It's a good question, really, because you're going to get a pretty decent test with Kentucky coming up this week, but you know, they fall flat a little bit coming up against our old friend Brock Vandegrift, Prince Avenue's finest. So I'd say question marks. I want to see a little bit more out of Trevor Etienne. I want to see what he can do. And I think the running backs are a really interesting story, Greg, personally, just because of all the depth pieces you have there. Because I think Nate Frazier is the next man up for this Dogs running back room, and we didn't really even see too much of him yesterday. And, you know, you got a heavy dosage of Trevor Etienne. Cash Jones has done his thing. Branson Robinson finally gets his way into the end zone. So that was exciting to see. So I do want to monitor the running back room development here because I think it's something very interesting. But, I mean, offensively, look, I mean, all these offensive linemen, there's going to be a lot of them going to the NFL, Tate Ratledge, Ernest Green, all those guys. And then, you know, the receiving room as well. I mean, it's dominated by transfers right now. And this is kind of showing its worth once again. Colby Young gets into the end zone. London Humphreys has kind of a quiet day yesterday. I don't even think he may have had a catch or two. I'll have to check the stat line. But I don't remember him having a big game at all yesterday. So, you know, it's a new group of guys on the receiving core. But defensively overall, and I feel like I'm just kind of giving a whole wind here of the whole team itself, but as far as the defense is concerned, a guy that I really want to see more of is KJ Bolden. I mean, the first two games, yeah, the Buford guy has just been all over the field. He gets another sack yesterday. Week one was making an impact, I think, on the first defensive play. So I really want to see a lot more out of him.
Yeah, spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Myles Garrett this morning. He is social. You can always find him at Myles Garrett TV. We're going to talk some Falcons just a moment. Does a game like yesterday for Georgia, does this help being a little preventative thing as far as the transfer portal goes? You know, guys who saying, well, I'm not getting to play. You get to play some of those guys. Do you think that helps and it makes a difference at all? Guys who saying, you know, I want to get on the field. I want to play. And you know, in some conference games, maybe they want, this is the chance for them to play.
Yeah, I mean, I would say so. I mean, we did get to see Gunnar Stockton yesterday as far as backups are concerned. But look, I mean, Kirby has built a program now that is what it is. I mean, it goes without saying. It's basically the new Alabama as far as what the standard of college football is at the moment. I think the game of the year is about to be Georgia and Texas personally, but I think Texas is on the come up. But right now the top dog still is Georgia. And when it comes to the talk of, you know, playing time and whatnot, I mean, this is why Georgia is the way they are, because of depth purposes. You know, that's how it works when it comes to this recruiting, because you can afford to lose guys like Georgia can, because then you can add a transfer portal guy, or, you know, your backups could start on most Division I college football teams. So it's sort of an embarrassment of riches, I think. But yeah, in games like yesterday, Tennessee Tech, you certainly want to see what you've got from a depth perspective on some of those other guys who are a little bit lower on the depth chart, and I think we got to see a little bit of that yesterday.
That's Miles Garrett, Fox 5, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And as much as I want to get your thoughts on Texas, since you brought them up, I want to get your thoughts on locally here and Georgia Tech coming back to earth.
Yeah, that was a little disappointing, certainly. Unfortunately, I didn't get to see the whole game because I was in Athens covering it, but from what I recall, and again, I wish I had more information on it just because I haven't really seen it. So there's some stuff that I probably wouldn't be a complete expert on when discussing that.
Then we can move to Texas then.
No. but it's okay. I mean, I do think it is disappointing, though, from a Georgia Tech standpoint, because you finally get into the top 25 after all these years. But I do like Fran Brown a lot, the former Georgia defensive backs coach. I think he's building something up there in Syracuse. We covered him when he was down here in Athens. But, yeah, Georgia Tech needs to rebound quick because, I mean, they got a ranked matchup against Notre Dame in the coming weeks, who also suffered a loss yesterday. So
it
seems like there was a few that went down.
Yep. We've been talking some college ball with you. We got a few more minutes with you. I want you to talk some about what's going to go on downtown today. You know, I know you get to spend some time out at Flowery Branch. Thoughts about what we're looking at today? We don't know which quarterback we're going to see, right?
Yeah, and it certainly will be a interesting development if Justin Fields and Arthur Smith come down here and score a whole bunch of points on the Falcons. Now, I am not expecting that to happen, but that's the question, isn't it? Who's going to be the quarterback for the Steelers, and how impactful will they be? Because at this moment, I think Van Jefferson very well might be the second wide receiver on this depth chart. I might have to confirm that, but there's a lot of our old friends here on this Steelers offense, whether that's Van Jefferson, Cordarrelle Patterson, I believe Michael Pruitt might even be on the team as well. So there's a lot of old familiar faces we're used to seeing. But, yeah, I mean, again, this is what we've talked about all offseason when it comes to the Falcons and their new defensive additions. I mean, these are guys that are here to make this team get over the hump. You've got three Pro Bowlers in your secondary. You've got Grady Jarrett, David Onyemata. Your linebacking core looks solid. So I expect them offensively, the Steelers that is, to probably go after the quarterback two spot because that seems to be the biggest weakness on this team, at least on paper. But again, Arthur Smith's bread and butter in the past usually has been the running attack. So we'll see if they go that route once again. Justin Fields obviously a very big threat in that aspect of things. But if the preseason was any foundation for how good they're going to be, then I don't think the Falcons should be too scared because the Steelers actually did play a lot of their starters in the preseason, Justin Fields and Russell Wilson including. So I'm expecting to see a win from the Falcons today.
We're expecting that. And oddly enough, we're expecting a win from a team that most of the players we didn't see during the preseason. I know it's the new school NFL, and I think that's the thing that makes this so intriguing today. We know that Pittsburgh has problems. Why with the quarterback? Why? Because they played during the preseason. Ours kind of didn't, but we're still expecting good things. It's just a different kind of world, we think, you know, with the preseason. It counts in so many ways, and you're handling it different ways. But we'll see how it all rolls out here in a few hours.
Yeah, that's right. And, I mean, it's funny because we talked to Kirk Cousins about this, and even he, it almost seemed like, you know, he's gotten in trouble, I think, with saying some things in press conferences already as an Atlanta Falcon. But he already mentioned that himself as far as playing in the preseason is concerned because, I mean, he talks about it. Just the fact that, you know, he is coming from a devastating Achilles injury where, you know, he hasn't had any live reps in practice. He's talked about the, you know, the aspect of having a scrimmage. But even he says, you know, you don't really know until you get knocked on your butt for the first time. And I think that's a very accurate statement, especially for a guy that has been in the league as long as he has. I think he's the third oldest starting quarterback in the league, so he knows how this goes. He's seen how things have transitioned over the years. But, yeah, I mean, he brings up a very good point. You don't know how much pressure you can put on that Achilles and how effective you can be until you're having those live-action reps. And hopefully we don't see something as devastating as that today. But from what we're told, he is 100%, so we'll see how that goes.
Joe, next week we're back on from 6 until 10. And moving forward, because of what you did this week, you got a little equity built up here. We're going to make sure he's in the 9 o'clock hour so he can sleep in a little bit. All right?
Thanks, Miles.
Hey, as always, man, listen, we know you put a lot of miles on your car. You're back and forth from all these other locations around town covering stuff. And so for you to get up early, we appreciate it. Just want to let you know that.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you so much for having me on. It's always a pleasure talking to you guys.
There you go. That is Miles Garrett, Fox 5.